Our story today is called I Wish You Enough from Nicole Dedon. At an airport, I overheard a mother and daughter in their last moments together. They had announced the daughter's plane departure, and standing near the door, the mother said to her daughter, I love you. I wish you enough. She said, Mom, our life together has been more than enough. Your love is all I ever needed. I wish you enough too, Mom. They kissed goodbye and she left. The mother walked over toward the window where I was seated. Standing there, I could see that she wanted and needed to cry. I tried not to intrude on her privacy, but she welcomed me in by asking, Did you ever say goodbye to someone knowing it would be forever? Yes, I have, I replied. Saying that brought back memories I had of expressing my love and appreciation for all my mom had done for me. Recognizing that her days were limited, I took the time to tell her face to face how much she meant to me. So I knew what this woman was experiencing. Forgive me for asking, I said, but why is this a forever goodbye? Well, said the woman, I'm old and she lives much too far away. I have challenges ahead, and the reality is her next trip back will be for my funeral. When you were saying goodbye, I continued, I heard you say, I wish you enough. May I ask what that means? The lady began to smile. Well, that's a wish that's been handed down from other generations. My parents used to say it to everyone. She paused for a moment and looked up as if trying to remember it in detail, smiling even more. When we said, I wish you enough, we were wanting the other person to have a life filled with enough good things to sustain them, she said. I wish you enough sun to keep your attitude bright. I wish you enough rain to appreciate the sun more. I wish you enough happiness to keep your spirit alive. I wish you enough pain so that the smallest joys in life appear much bigger. I wish you enough gain to satisfy your wanting. I wish you enough loss to appreciate all that you do possess. I wish you enough hellos to get you through that final goodbye. Philippians 4:9, whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.